Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Get them high. To your mother effing man, keep them high. If you lose on signs, it's so saying we high. Barf Styles, good morning.
Good morning. I have a little bit of a stomach ache.
You're going barf? Total barf-a-rama?
You know, I woke up in a panic and stress because I woke up late. Kenza, my daughter Kenza woke me up. Because my phone just would not turn on.
Oh, man, one of those.
You know, you're in a panic, like, what's wrong? What's wrong?
So then your stomach's upset because you were in a panic.
Yeah.
You're so delicate.
Yeah. I'm like, I came in here, my man sent me a cab. My daughter was like, Mommy, phone broken? I was like, wow, you're talking? You know how to say that? Like, she's never said broken before.
That's because she be playing. You know these kids play. They be knowing mad stuff.
Shawnee got on his Google and tried all these methods and finally came back on. But it just reminds me of how dependent we are on phones. I was like, wait, I can't get a car. That's how I pay for things. I do everything.
It's your alarm clock. It's everything.
Everything.
Everything's on your phone.
Pay bills, everything.
Right on your phone.
So, yeah, I had a frazzled morning because of it.
Yeah, it could throw you off. It could throw you off. I'm stuck on how you got a bad stomach just because of that, though.
Yes. Whenever I'm stressed, I centralize it in my stomach. I get a stomach ache.
Psychosomatic?
I don't know. It just happens to me all the time.
I wasn't going
to
diagnose her, Shawnee. I was just stuck on how. Well, no, because it's like my lady does the same thing, right? We'll be like going to the airport. She'll be like, oh, my stomach. I'll be like, why are we when we go to the airport? She'll be like, I don't know. It's something when I fly.
Anxiety.
So maybe, and fly makes her a little nervous and then it goes straight to her stomach.
Y'all weird. That's just all I really
it's
want.
It's more common than you think.
You just diagnosed it just by saying that. You know what I'm saying?
What, weird?
Yeah.
You've got weird.
I've got weird.
You've got weird. Siobhan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's your commute, Siobhan? Where you going?
I'm going down Midtown area.
What kind of car is that you driving? That sounds fancy.
I'm driving a Hyundai.
Shout to the Hyundai drivers. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Hyundai sounded fancy in the backdrop.
The new Hyundais.
You know what I mean?
Popping.
They are, right?
Yeah, body style, they doing it.
All right. Sean, you getting a Hyundai?
Nope.
Oh.
Ain't but you know they out though. There. It's a Kia and Hyundai. They stepped up.
Moving. The electrics is moving. I'm seeing those moving too.
Hey.
Brandon.
Yo, yo, yo.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh,
Let's get it.
Yo, do you love Let's Go, Brandon?
Nah, man. I don't want to be associated with it.
Oh, man. Yo, it's just certain names that have just get washed out here. Karen and Brandon is cool. Yo, those two names is washed out here. Yo, Brandon, it's all good, bro. You got a good sense of humor. Sound like it, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Siobhan, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stouse?
I'm going to go with you,
Ebro. Okie dokie.
All right, Brandon, me and you.
I don't know why.
Let's go, Laura. Let's get it.
6 seconds on the clock. Shawty with the question.
That's right.
Let's play, Laura. Never lose
it. Here we go. Which 81-year-old?
Ebro. Which 81-year-old? That's Martha Stewart.
Two. Yep, just got
to me and you, that's my boo.
Sports Illustrated.
It's my boo.
On the show The Bachelor,
Laura. They give you a rose
that
when
is
you're
a
chosen.
Wow. How did you know? How did you know? That's amazing.
The main thing.
How did you know that was the answer to the question?
Although
that sounds
he is in rehab.
Laura.
Although he's in rehab, so I'm just going to go with Jamie Foxx.
Yep, just landed with his daughter, a show. Which planet is known as?
Ebro.
Oh.
Which planet is known as? I'm going to go with Jupiter.
Wow.
I just guessed. I got that right.
What?
You did. That was good. That was good. That was good.
Okay.
A now 18-year-old just...
Laura.
Laura.
The headline that the 18-year-old that confessed to Pop Smoke's murder.
Pop Smoke is correct. Which carnival food?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Go with cotton candy.
What? Wow. Tie game.
Wow! Oh!
Yeah, Ebro is What are y'all doing? I'm like saying two words and y'all just cracking.
Oh my gosh, that was good.
It was
good.
Funnel cake. That's an, I mean,
I would have said funnel cake.
Yeah, but
I didn't
cotton
think
candy's
it
the one.
That's yeah. like OG, said, OG.
Which
OG.
81 you got Martha Stewart?
Because she's the
no,
one.
No, you said year old. You said year old.
81 year old.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, although yeah, yeah. in rehab,
the Jupiter joint was crazy.
That was crazy.
Jupiter
which
was crazy.
Planet is known for its big
with
red
Mars.
Spot.
Jupiter. Matter of fact, if you would have finished the question, I wouldn't have got it.
I would have like, got Mars or Saturn.
Spot? Yeah, I would think you would have yelled out Saturn.
Okay.
I thought about Saturn, but
which
I was like,
which carnival food? I'm thinking soca. I'm thinking roti.
Oh, no, I knew it wasn't carnival. I knew it wasn't that carnival.
And cotton candy ain't even a food.
It's not a food.
It said...
I mean, anything you ingest is technically food, but... You know,
was whatever. Introduced in 1904 as fairy floss. You got cotton candy.
I wouldn't have even got it if you finished that question.
Yeah. You guys are good. You
fairy floss is crazy. No wonder I don't like it.
I've never heard of that.
I don't eat fairy floss.
I'm impressed.
Okay. Right.
I don't eat Tinkerbell's drawers. That's what that sounds like, fairy floss.
All right. Which animal's name?
Okay.
Means?
Which animal's name?
River
Ebro.
Horse. Ebro.
That would be a hippopotamus.
Yes.
Ebro wins.
Bye. Bye. Survive. We did it. Bye.
That was close.
Siobhan, we did it.
Yeah, Ebro.
Yeah. You got these tickets to see Young Tusa. You know you got a big hit song out here. Now it's your tour. Tickets, Ticketmaster.com for everybody else. It's going to be at the Palladium Times Square. Has anybody been to Palladium Times Square yet?
I have not. No.
Nope.
And they're not doing parties in there? They're not keeping it like Palladium like back in the day?
Like how we know? Haven't heard.
Palladium back. Times Square. If anybody's been to Palladium, tweet me. At Ebro on the AM. At Old Man Ebro. Is it popping over there? We should talk to our very own E Styles. He's staying in the clubs.
That's facts.
Maybe he's been there. Also, today coming up, you know we celebrate 50 years of hip-hop here by putting together the 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all time. The voting is over at hot97.com/top50. We're getting our submissions ready for today. I think we're back to 1986 to 90 because we ain't no Biz Markie on your list.
Ain't no Biz Markie.
Ain't no Kane on
ain't
your
no
list.
Ain't no Kane. Ain't no Public
ain't
Enemy.
Ain't no Public Enemy on your list.
What we doing?
So we had to focus today.
Yeah.
See if we can get some more classics submitted. We'll let you know what's already on the list. And working on Flashing Lights is the lovely Laura Stouse.
Guys, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had a crazy high-speed chase in New York. The paparazzi was following them. Crazy.
What?
And I'll let you know what happened last
high
night.
Speed.
Coming up, Flashing Lights.
High
streets. Speed, bro.
High speed in the streets.
Accidents and everything.
What?
Like
what?
A movie.
Oh, I got
7 minutes
sure.
commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Players too. Ladies getting money all around the world because girls is players too.
I don't know what you're talking about, Rosenberg. I told Rosenberg I was good at golf. He was like, how good? How good? I didn't lose a ball. That's how good I am.
Well, I was trying to figure out which standard he meant. He was like, I was pretty good. It's like the second time in a row he said that. But I know he hasn't been playing that much. So I'm like, well, how good can
listen,
he be?
Listen, if you don't play, you're not that good.
Right. So I'm like, so how good could he be? And he's like, well, I didn't lose a ball.
There you
I'm
go.
Like, you know what? Well, guess what? That is pretty good.
Exactly. See, you understand.
Yo, I don't get it, though, man. I've met some people out there. Like, I heard Angie Martinez out there playing so crazy.
Yeah, she was out there yesterday.
Oh, she was out there yesterday?
I didn't see her, but she was out
hold
there.
Hold on. You happen to be out there randomly.
Yeah,
and even
but she's
on
always
that day.
It. She's a member, though.
So she's just out there.
Yeah, yeah.
She's golfing.
She golfs. Angie golfs.
Yo, honest to God.
CeCe Sabathia golfs. Kevin Lyles,
they're
golf.
Out there.
Anthony Anderson golfs.
And Angie Martinez, being like a hardcore golfer, is literally the most unpredictable and random thing I've ever been told. And
well,
I refuse to not acknowledge that.
But I'll say this. Anybody that has an appreciation for outdoors and a little competition, you're going to love golf. Even if you're like, it looks boring, you'll love it. There's no better experience than being on a golf course, just being on a beautiful day.
But still, in terms of like the Angie that I met 20 years ago, like one day she's going to be out here just wanting to play golf. And I presume dressed like a golfer.
Yeah.
I got to see the look. I haven't seen the fit.
She has fits.
She's in full fit mode, though, right?
Yeah, shout out to Eastside Golf. My guys over there, they always keep us laced up. I wore my Eastside Golf outfit yesterday.
Thanks, guys. You've never sent me anything. But thanks for asking for my address. I appreciate it.
About you.
I appreciate never getting the
ball. I begged, though. I like literally
hunted them
down.
So you did have that experience? Because they were like, hey, we got you. Here you go. And I'm like,
no, and I was like, yo, what's up with the gear? Like, I kept going back. I did.
Yo, I've hit them at least twice. Like, hey, guys, you asked for my address. What's going on?
Yeah, you damn right I went back and asked for more.
But no, you know what else I think is a thing? Not only is Angie, if you like outdoors and you like some competition, you've also set up your life to have a great schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Angie set up a great schedule for her entire life. Now her kids going to college? Oh, she's out here golfing. She's out here.
Golf. Yesterday. Shout out to the golf. Should I even shout out the golf course?
No, it's private.
They wouldn't want that.
No, they don't need shout outs on the radio. They're a rich person, private place. They don't even want people. They even want our people showing up.
I was surprised I got a pass, man. They showed love, too.
It's very nice.
They showed a lot of love yesterday. It was a good time. Shout to, what was my man's name? It was the caddy yesterday. He said he was going to call in today.
A word?
Yeah.
Of course, the caddy knew who you were. That's it. The caddy gave us love. You get into the golf pro, they didn't care.
Nah, the golf pro knew too.
He did?
Golf pro knew, everybody knew.
At this particular place, I guess I believe it more than other places.
They be knowing. Shout to them. Yeah. There's rich people talk. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while it happens.
But just to be clear, hold on. He's not a member.
No, I'm not.
And neither am I. We're not. I play public. I'm out here playing public.
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Stiles. Not a member. I'd like to join.
Yeah. You just need the time to play where it's worth it.
It would make no sense for me.
And it's expensive. Shawnee, these golf clubs, you join a golf club, I'm telling you right now, they hit you over the head first for the initiation fee. They might hit you for $50,000 for the initiation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Rebro, I'm not wrong, right? Higher than 50.
Higher
than 50
up front. Initiation fee.
You want to play with, you want to hang out with us?
You just to join. Yeah.
But then
you have your annual dues.
Annual dues.
And then you still got to pay for other stuff.
Oh, no, Ebro. And then you got to hit the amount of money spent, like at the restaurant and stuff. They'll be like, oh, you need to spend X amount of dollars.
All right, I'm good.
To keep out the riffraffs.
That's right. Keep out the riffraff.
You damn right.
Let the riffraff out. All right, sorry, Laura, go ahead.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had, according to TMZ, a bone-chilling car chase.
What?
So yesterday... basically, I guess Meghan received an award at a ceremony earlier in the evening, and Harry and Meghan's mom attended. And after they left, they got into an SUV followed by police. Apparently, that's when the chase was on. A spokesperson for Harry and Meghan said it was a relentless pursuit lasting over 2 hours that resulted in multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road.
Wait, who said this?
It's crazy.
A spokesperson for Meghan.
Meghan said this. Because, Shawnee Coach, you got a different...
Yeah, I've heard different, too.
So, after the heavy pursuit, possibly, they pulled to a precinct and the police flagged down a cab driver.
A taxi, yeah.
Who at that point took them the rest of the way. That cab driver was like, I wouldn't say it was a high-speed chase. It was more so like two Hondas following us. But he may have the last leg of it.
But yeah, they're saying that it happened after they got out of the SUV and they jumped into the cab.
So yeah, I read the initial story and then I read like some annoying... right-wing columnist, you know, who hates on Harry and Meghan, their version of it.
Mm.
My guess is the truth probably falls somewhere in the middle. It did sound weird when they said high-speed two-hour pursuit. Through Manhattan?
But everybody said it lasted 2 hours.
But, like, how high-speed could it have been? And nothing worse happened?
Yeah, it couldn't have been that. First of all, it couldn't have been that high speed.
The high speed that they're claiming is 80 miles an hour.
So where?
On what street?
On the west side?
On the highway.
Midday?
On the east side of Manhattan. As we're told, so Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's SUV went up to 80 miles as they try to shake the
You caps. Can't be on the FDR for 2 hours.
Not at 80. You're sitting in traffic.
No. 80's lasting for maybe 5 minutes.
It all sounds like hype and a reason to just talk about them again today because now they got a new king over there or whatever. What's his name?
Oh, it's unreal.
Charles?
Yeah, but if they're running that play, this is their own play.
That's what I'm saying. This is
Harry and Meghan play.
No, that's what I mean. To keep attention on themselves, to keep a combo around them.
Yeah, because Harry showed up there at the coronation for 5 minutes, but Meghan didn't go. He showed up for his dad, like, I'm here, Pops. I'm on the first thing smoking back. And Meghan didn't go. So Who knows, man? But the funny thing is,
Of course, Megan's not going. She's not wanted there. She's like, I'm out of here.
Well, no, but that's just part of the story is that she refused to go. Right. And he did. He showed up, but did the bare minimum. He was like,
My whole thing is, I'm here, so I don't get fined. On one side, you got the whites over there finessing their normal royal, whatever finessings they do to be a part of a convo. And on the other side, you have descendants and a woman married into it trying to keep finesse headlines so that they could get more bags. That's all I see.
No, everyone's doing something.
And what they were doing is, making a comparison to Princess Di, his mom, because she was also being pursued by paparazzi.
That's how she died.
When she passed.
Yeah. Well, that's why
they're saying his fear.
But that's what was messed up a little bit, if it's not all the way true. Because what grabbed me, I don't care about Harry and Meghan. Honestly, I don't find them very interesting at all. I just don't. I don't hate them. I just don't care.
Right.
The headline grabbed me because of Princess Diana. I was like, oh no.
Not again.
Not a high speed. They can't have Meghan go out the way Diana did. And I grabbed it. Let me see what the hell's going on in here. And I read, I'm like, high speed pursuit in Manhattan.
How do you even do that?
This doesn't make sense. Right. This isn't through England. Like, I've pictured, like, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. This is in the streets.
You could get a high speed chase going maybe if you're like on the LIE or something.
Now we're talking. And then you pull off on the time of the day.
It sounds like they had moments when they had high speed, and then it kind of just went.
Well, it also sounds like why'd you get out of an SUV into a taxi? I'm stuck on that.
I think police made them do that.
Police probably stopped the people behind them, let them get in, let them drive away, and then hoped that would do. That's my assumption.
Well, look, I'm just glad nobody was hurt. That's your flash and lights report. The time is 7:04, a high of 61 degrees today. Alternate type parking is suspended.
Yo, what's going on out there, DJ John? You still got Siobhan on hold from Laura Never Loses this morning? And she's been on hold 20 minutes. What kind of customer service is this?
She got to go to work. Man.
What are y'all doing out there?
What is this, my wedding hotel? Do better, DJ John.
Bro, you got an hour for that.
Oh, my God.
What's going on up here? Sorry, Siobhan.
No, take a look. Sorry, Siobhan. You deserve better.
That's right. She's been on hold for 18 minutes, bro.
Damn, John. Damn.
DJ John. Sucker.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
There's no quick fix for anxiety and depression. It's not finding a new therapist or starting an exercise routine. Not more and regular meditation or a better diet. Sometimes you need something to unlock your brain. A new way of thinking about seeing the world. Maybe that thing is guided ketamine therapy from MindBloom. But there's a new tool to improve your mental health. MindBloom is the leader at-home ketamine therapy, having safely helped thousands of people overcome their anxiety and depression. Unlike traditional talk therapy, ketamine works quickly and doesn't have the unpleasant side effects of traditional antidepressants. In a study of over 1,200 MindBloom clients, 89% reported improvements in their anxiety and depression after only 2 sessions. Right now, MindBloom is offering our listeners $100 off your first 6-session program when you sign up at mindbloom.com/Ebro and use the promo code Ebro. Take the first step and break free from your anxiety and depression with MindBloom. MindBloom.com/Ebro and use the promo code Ebro.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro in the morning. Lauren Styles, Rosenberg. That's our guy, E Styles. He's a phenomenal DJ. You should look him up. If you don't go to his parties, it's probably because, you know, you're old like me.
Yeah, I can't do it.
But if you're still outside, you had a E Styles affair.
You're going to catch him at my wedding, Ebro. You got him. You're going to get one Styles party.
What time is he on?
He'll be on early.
I'll be there.
You're already planning on leaving early?
Yep.
Yo, oh man. God. Lauren, you're going to stay out. You got a babysitter.
I'm going to stay.
You're in there. There you go. Shawnee?
Yeah, I'm in there. What day of the week?
Saturday.
What day of the week is my wedding?
It's a Saturday.
I mean, some people be weird and doing it on a Thursday or a Sunday.
Well, guess what? I wish I'd chosen to be that cheap.
Well, unfortunately. Congratulations. You played yourself.
You got work.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
You know, we got to hear about your wedding every day.
I mean,
It's listen, a big moment.
You know what? You know what? You're a jerk.
Why?
Because when my life was miserable, you wanted me to give you everything.
Not I didn't ask life, for nothing.
No,
I didn't
but you wanted me to complain after. You're like, you don't want to share your life anymore.
Well, yeah, because you'd want to talk about it all off the air and take over the whole thing. I'll be like, yo, don't bring it in the room if we can't talk about it.
But now I'm happy and I'm willing to share. And you're like, why you want to talk about your wedding? I thought people care said, about we, life events.
They do, but every day?
It's not every
your
day.
Life every day?
It's just a note, man. Well, you know what? You know what? Forget it. From this moment on,
Ebro's just
say a
being
word.
A jerk.
Talk about your wedding, fam.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to anymore.
This is who you're going to be with for the rest of your life.
I
that's
love
they,
it.
That's what
like
they're
forever.
Saying. That's what they're saying.
You want to hear about it. You want to hear
like
about
every
you
want, single
so
day.
So you want to hear about his wedding every day?
I like hearing yeah. about the craziness,
the,
right?
The buildup, the drama of the buildup.
Yeah, which is what?
Yesterday I
which is
you,
what? A hotel I mean, won't give him like reservations at a bar?
That part.
That we worked
you know,
into the guru?
Bridezillas.
We don't have that problem. That's not even a
I mean,
right.
if that comes up, we want to hear
that. Nothing. My point is nothing important has come up. It's boring as hell. Who am I going to invite? Who am I not going to?
Yo, we tried
to give him space for his bachelor party yesterday. How was that content?
Well, what was wrong with that?
Yeah, it was nothing.
You guys caught me. You guys...
It was kind of a nothing burger.
Wait, what do you mean? I told you guys what I was doing. DJ John accused me of being a racist, and then Ebro said that I'm going to get hand relief from some prostitute.
I thought that was pretty good. We had to turn it into something, because it was boring.
Pretty interesting.
You're going to play golf.
Yeah.
That's we made it something.
That's right. I expect you to do your job. You're professional.
Well, I'm making your wedding something right
there
now.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Because we ain't going to talk about it every day. Or
congratulations. Fun. You played yourself.
No worries.
Every damn day. Every day, though, there is this guy, Elon Musk, all over Twitter. He's a headline every day.
He did not get the invite, by the way, to the wedding.
You didn't invite
him? No, he's not coming.
He's not coming. You know what? He'd probably make time for it, though. I kind of feel like he'd want to be there.
Why do you feel that way?
Because it's at a nice place.
And I think... I mean, he's a different kind of nice, quote nice. He's such a dork, by the way. Every time he talks, I'm like, why do I have to see this dude talk just because he's rich?
He was on CNBC. They were asking him about his social media antics affecting what is truly his claim to fame, which is his Tesla company and all of the work there. A lot of people talk about him because he bought Twitter, but the truth of the matter is he doesn't have the money to buy Twitter.
Without Tesla.
Boom. And asked about whether or not his social media is affecting.
You know, do your tweets hurt the company? Are there Tesla owners who say, I don't agree with his political position because, and I know it because he shares so much of it? Or are there advertisers on Twitter that Linda Yaccarino will come and say, you got to stop, man. Or, you know, I can't get these ads because of some of the things you tweet.
You know, I'm reminded of the scene in The Princess Bride. Great movie.
Great movie.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father, and he says, offer me money, offer me power. I don't care.
So you just don't care? You want to share what you have to say?
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
All right. Well, it is what it is.
I've got so many, so much. Number one, I don't appreciate you disrespecting Princess Bride by even bringing it up. That's a great movie, and you don't deserve it, sir. And that was different. Mandy Patinkin was out there avenging his father's death. My name is Diego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. So number one, don't. Number two, what are you talking about, bro?
Well, I thought that's what you would get a kick out of this.
What are
the
you
long pause after I asked the question. Yo, my man, yo, Elon, as smart as he is, because he's successful, normally we associate intellect and success.
We do, and money particularly.
And money. Oh, you made a lot of money. You
must be smart.
You must be. And we know he is to some degree to get to where he is. However, I don't want him in charge of anything other than whatever you're doing with your little cars and things. That's all I want you in charge of. I don't believe in you beyond that.
And do you even
because I don't even think, A, I don't really believe you like humans.
Do you even believe he really invented the car stuff? Or did he just get really smart people and put the business together?
I think it's that.
Yeah. Like he's... People do associate people who get money with being smart too often. Because I've met mad people who really did well financially and are not smart. And I know plenty of people who are mad smart and don't have money.
That's right.
It's two different things. People put it all in the same bucket.
He also said... Elon, in the same interview, if you didn't see it, he also said, yes, he did vote for Trump. And when asked, does he regret it, he paused and said, I just want a normal human being for president.
And that's
but did he
what?
Mean,
what?
Did he mean like Donald Trump or like it was a mistake? I wish
he didn't
just
clarify, but he made sure to say, I want a normal human being, which was shade towards Joe Biden because people want to act like he's not.
Is being old not normal?
Yeah, I guess you're inept and useless when you're old. And then Donald Trump, obviously,
he's normal.
He at least acknowledges, I think he's acknowledging that he's not normal, but he voted for him anyway because all he really cares about is money.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played
he's the
yourself.
Worst.
I'm sorry. Laura, what you got today?
So speaking of that interview with Elon Musk, he during the interview, you know, he claimed, you guys remember the Allen, Texas mall shooter?
Yeah.
So he goes on to say that there's no proof that he's a white supremacist and how we should not be ascribing things to white supremacy if it's false.
Okay.
So the video went on Twitter. Twitter said, Twitter went and fact checked him and was like, right under the video, there's a little, I don't know if you guys see it pop up where they fact checked you and they said readers added context. They thought people might want to know. And they add all these links and they said Texas police have confirmed that the Allen mall shooter had neo-Nazi tattoos and beliefs.
Congratulations.
And wore a patch signifying right-wing death squad.
Oh, yeah, that's the right-wing death squad one. Yeah, that would probably be probably in the category of
even his own company's like, fam, get the.
Well, listen, I guess that bodes well for Twitter itself is the fact that they'll still even fact check their what is he, CEO?
The owner?
Owner?
I don't know.
Yeah. That bodes well for what they're trying to do over there. He likes that.
Yeah, that part's good.
He likes that. Rosenberg, what you got today?
So there's been a lot of conversation about the Ja Morant situation. We talked about it yesterday. Ja Morant, new video of him, this time in a car, listening to NBA Youngboy, playing around with a gun while his friends drive around the car. This is like the fourth or fifth incident of concern around Ja Morant's behavior, specifically the second with a gun.
Mm.
A lot of conversation about what kind of punishment the NBA or Memphis Grizzlies should dole out. And there was a heated conversation yesterday on First Take about it. And J.J. Redick, the former NBA player who's very outspoken now at ESPN, said a lot of things about it. And at the end said this with regard to Ja Morant, guns, and punishment.
The guns on social media, let me talk about consequences. Look, in our country right now, gun culture is pervasive. It's pervasive. We've got mass shooting after mass shooting, and nobody's doing a damn thing about it. So I get why we're so sensitive to this right now. But there's no consequence for Greg Abbott telling his constituents that they should go buy more guns, and then we have mass shooting after mass shooting in Texas. There's no consequence for an elected Tennessee official to send out a Christmas card holding AR-15s with his young family, and then there's a shooting in his very district. There's no consequences to that. So why are we trying to lay down the hammer on a 23-year-old who didn't break the law? Explain that to me.
I can. Or do you want to?
Well, I brought it. Let me. And then I'm sure you'll have maybe another thought that I didn't think of. I would say this, J.J. Redick. There is a consequence. There is a consequence to politicians and their love of guns. You know what the consequence is? They get reelected. That's what their consequence is. They're doing it because the people who are their boss actually believe in this madness. It's not the same thing. If you're a politician, does it make me sick? That politician in Tennessee who I saw the Christmas card with the guns in it, does it make me sick? Yes. Does it make me sick that his voters go, ooh, I like that, I'm voting for that? Yes. But unfortunately, that's just the way things are. Whereas with Ja Morant, and here's what I don't appreciate about the argument, people are concerned about Ja Morant, okay? This isn't about punishment. To me, this isn't about people. You think Adam Silver really wants to throw the book at Ja Morant? You think the Memphis Grizzlies, who are basing their entire future around this kid, really want to throw the book at him? No, but they're sitting there going, man, after five or six incidents, he fights a kid and threatens him playing basketball. He shows up to the mall to try to fight the manager of a store who got into it with his mom. He brandishes a gun in a club. He brandishes a gun in a car. He drinks a half a bottle of tequila. After a game, him and his boys have literally a gun, a visible gun, as their car is following an opposing team's coach's car. The league doesn't want to hurt Ja Morant or come after him. They want to figure out a way to punish him that can change his life. So sometimes I don't know what the term virtue signaling means. What JJ was doing there was virtue signaling. Okay. He was throwing up a belief that many people have, myself included, which is that gun culture is disgusting, and using a false equivalency to apply it to the Ja Morant thing. That's not the same thing, JJ.
Well, and simplified, politicians work for the people who voted for him. Ja Morant works for the NBA. NBA and the Memphis Grizzlies.
That's like, exactly, you know what I'm saying? Right.
That's it. It's different, bro. It's different.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The Tennessee politician, his bosses, the regular people, they love what he does with
That's
guns.
Right. They're into it.
But the Memphis Grizzlies and Adam Silver, they're not as into the gunplay.
Not so much.
And that's why we like the NBA.
Not so much. As a matter of fact, it's not as if the NBA or anyone is taking a position on guns. It's the frivolous nature at which it's just like I'm just hanging out. I'm going to just be flipping a gun around in my hand. I think anybody who is someone who even likes having guns would be like, yo, why are you just playing around with a gun?
I'll take it a step further. If Ja Morant had posted a video, even though I wouldn't personally like this, but if Ja Morant posted a video where he was like, hey guys, I want to show you my firearm collection. I have this, I have that, I
no
have this.
No problem.
I personally would be like, ugh, lame. The league wouldn't suspend him.
No, nobody cares.
They'd go, oh, he's in the guns.
If he was at the shooting range, practicing,
I'm at a
whatever.
Gun show, I'm at a shooting range. Whatever. He's in a car bouncing up and down with the gun. Bouncing around after all the other things. And by the way, you got to at some point start adding up all these things. It's not just one individual thing. It's if you hear five or six things, you go, oh, we got to worry about this kid. That's it.
Well, I hope people are truly worried about him as a person, which I think you made a good point. I don't think people invest hundreds of millions of dollars into an individual and not care about their health and well-being as it ties to their business.
Even if it's just because of their business.
No, it is just because of their business, but his health and well-being is their business.
Correct.
That's what they're investing in. His ability to remain on the floor playing basketball. That's what they've spent money on. And if your activity outside of that interferes, they have a problem.
Correct.
That's what this is all about.
They don't want to do this. They don't want to say goodbye to Ja Morant for 40 games or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and I wish people understood the difference in the different types of jobs people have. You know what I mean? Because there's some people who they go to work and they go home and their job doesn't come with them.
Yeah, but I like
other people are tied to their actual jobs. Like my life is tied to my actual job. When people see me, they don't recognize me because I'm just their neighbor. They know what I do for a living. So my behavior is tied to what I do for a living. I don't have the luxury because of the job that I have chosen to have. I don't have the luxury to just be willy-nilly in the streets.
Yeah, we can't go to a Knick or Net game and literally wild out and get wasted while hanging at the game.
Can't do it.
That will look bad.
I mean, we can, but we look nuts.
You do look out, and if it goes too, and if it gets too nuts, then you're going to have a conversation about
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And that's why I like JJ. JJ even went to Duke. JJ is a smart guy. He's getting hot over there, and that was a move where he's trying to do the thing that he knows is going to pop off on Instagram. Let me take a shot at the politicians. I'm all for it. Take shots at the politicians all day long.
But it's a false.
It was just a terrible comp. Just a bad comp.
Well, and a better take would have just been the pervasive nature of gun culture in America. Right. And the fact that a 23-year-old has been influenced by that and is doing what he thinks he can do because he's an adult. And it's really about how people think that their constitutional rights are somehow covering them at work. And sometimes they do. Many times
they don't.
They don't.
No.
What you have to do at work may not be covered in the Constitution. Like freedom of speech. It's not going to protect you at work. You could say what you want to say. Your job can also say,
hey, listen, I'm allowed to smoke weed in New York now. Maybe I should just light up right now while I'm sitting at work.
Yeah, no, that would be a
congratulations. Oh, you played yourself.
It. Rules. Exactly. Oh, different rules. Okay.
Different rules. E. Styles is on right now. It's Ebro in the morning. Laura Styles, Rosenberg. We got the greatest 50 songs in hip-hop history. New submissions coming up at 8.
You know it's a remix. Yeah, the style.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Boom, boom. Call right now, 800-223-9797-4. DJ John gets in the room. We sing for him. Yo, I didn't give a congratulations. You played yourself to...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
YouTube TV. If you have YouTube TV and you was watching the Miami Celtics game, it said nationwide there was a outage of YouTube TV.
In the middle of the game?
In the final minutes,
which
the game
God.
Was going. I mean, look, it was game one, so it's not like
no. But it was close. Bro.
It was close,
and
it
it's
was
the
still
conference finals.
Game. Yeah,
my cousin, who's in Boston, we're on our texter, and I'm like, "Yo, man, what's wrong with Tatum?" He goes, "I don't know. I can't watch the game. It's completely out."
Congratulations,
and it's a real congratulations. You played yourself because YouTube/Google just got the NFL ticket finally from DirecTV after all these years. So they're going to be asking millions of people come over to their sports streaming to watch the NFL next season.
And y'all just had an outage during an important, oh, man, damn.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, speaking of playing yourself, let's go to Celtics fan ESPN's own Rosenberg. How did it feel last night? At home, game one, conference finals. You guys, he doesn't want to talk about it, clearly. Look at him. It's the first time he's been quiet all morning.
Let's go back to my wedding.
He took a deep breath.
Nah, they were bad. They were bad. And Spoelstra and the Heat, man, that team makes adjustments. They play hard defense.
Listen, I'm not a big, you know, I like Pat. I like Jimmy Buckets. I've never had a problem with the Heat. Like, it's never been a team that...
Well, there's no Lakers-Heat rivalry.
But I know for Knicks fans, can't stand them. But I asked Knicks fans today, would you rather the Celtics get through this or the Heat?
Can I ask you a question, though? Besides the fact that there's a general New York-Boston thing mostly based around the Yankees and the Red Sox,
yeah,
what is it with Knicks fans and the Celtics? Like,
I think there's just always been a general disdain for Celtics. Just because of the legacy, right? It's a storied franchise. They win a lot, right? Like they're always there. They're always pretty damn good.
And I know that they were both competitive literally in, like, the 60s. But in the 80s when the Celtics were winning, the Knicks weren't good.
Yeah.
And then in the 90s when the Knicks got good, Larry Bird retired. The Celtics were kind of in struggle mode. And then over the – they haven't really battled like that over the last 35 years. Yet I always
think it's just a general disdain for Boston.
Yeah. But they're not.
And Boston's association with racism.
I just need to say one thing, though, about this, because it keeps coming up. I hear everyone, because Boston is the most racist northern city. I get it. We know that.
It's very progressive, though.
It's also very progressive. But most importantly about the Celtics, they were the first pro sports team to integrate. Like, they were the first NBA team to integrate. They literally, Red Auerbach and Bill Russell literally changed pro sports as we know it. They were the face of integration. So it is ironic that everyone hates
them. Yeah, but
the
only reason you like them is because they had a white player that was good.
That's not true. Why would that be true?
Because you were eight. You just saw a cool white guy that was
like,
yo, he's
built into me.
No, you just saw somebody that you related to. It wasn't like, yo, he's white.
Related to the hick from French Lick?
Yeah,
that's Chevy Chase Merrill.
Yeah, and you saw him balling, and you was like, yo, I like him. I could be him. I see myself.
In Larry Bird?
Yeah, I mean,
relatability is a big... He's Johnny. He is a 6'9 blonde man with a white trash stash.
You didn't
Everybody
know that
was
at
told.
7 years old.
It's not true, by the way. It's not true. I love the Red Sox at the same time too. It was my family that was in Boston. I got into those teams. That was it.
But there is an undertone of Boston just being racist. So you feel like, even though they may have been the first ones to integrate and da-da-da-da, it just feels like you still, you know, they wearing the flag of
Listen, man,
racism.
Your little rant just now is not going to change anybody's mind, but I do appreciate it.
It's just true.
And it's facts. It's super facts.
I mean, Red Auerbach is, to me, a real hero. Him and Bill Russell are heroes and amazing. And I get it, but it just seems misdirected at times. That's all.
No, it is just based on perception.
And like Southie. Like certain parts of Boston and a certain constituency that exists.
Nobody even
That's
knows who you're talking. I don't even know what you're talking about.
South Boston.
What is Southie? What's that mean?
Southie's like the Irish part of Boston.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Why are you even talking, man? We don't even know what you're talking about.
God.
So I just know that there's an Irish, mascot.
So what? That means
The Irish be tripping sometimes, huh?
Everybody be tripping sometimes. But yes, there is racism in Boston, no doubt. It's pretty bad, too, especially for a northern city. It is true. But it's also one of the most progressive cities in the country.
Well, nobody's going to change their mind about the Celtics because of all of what you just said. But we appreciate
that's not why I
let's
like
bring
Larry
in
Bird.
DJ John.
Okay. Not why I like
it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo,
John.
The Yankees, not so much, but the Mets had a great comeback. You want to shout out to the Mets fans, the Mets faithful, real quick?
No, I'm good, man. But this Sunday, Seve's back on the mound, so I'm back. I'm happy
with his 5 ERA?
Yeah. We got something back on Sunday.
Right. Nah, don't skip over the Mets beating the best team in baseball just because John says to. Where's our song? Where there's a meth man. You'll find a Mets fan.
Yeah.
What?
Where's that joint? Yeah.
Classic Mets song.
Shawnee's cutting up numbers for the 50 greatest hip hop songs of all time.
Yeah, I'm over this.
He's using scissors. Like, why is he even? He looks like he's doing a cutting paste.
An art project.
He looks like he's. Remember that paste jar they used to have when we was a kid, where you take all the like paste out of it with a wooden spoon.
Yeah. I'm having fun.
He's doing a tutorial. Do yourself.
Bro, why are you doing all that?
What you mean?
Y'all focused on DJ John. All you had to do was tear 5 pieces of paper. We need you to run the board.
You could do it.
I'm multitasking, man.
Yo,
fam.
Wait, hold on.
I can't do the last one.
I had it ready.
I got it. Your man made 4 or 5 little tickets.
Yo. Listen, man, I know that, Griffith's not here. He usually did it. Now Cass is not here, so he don't do it. So I'm doing it. I'm taking initiative.
Shawnee, I've done it some weeks, too, bro. You just tear 5 pieces of paper. Relax.
You don't like my scissors.
No, I don't like your whole situation. See, don't do that. Don't do that. Chanel, good morning.
Yo, go on my IG, Rosenberg Radio. Watch Shawnee's school project that he's doing. I'm posting it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Chanel.
I made it hard for you.
Or is it Channel?
Channel. Happy Thursday, guys.
Wow. Wait, your mom named you Channel? Like the channel on the TV? Like the English channel?
That's right, my dad.
Yeah, and it wasn't supposed to be Chanel.
It was supposed to be Chanel, but he misspelled it. It became Channel.
Bravo.
But you can still say Chanel.
Can you hit the button, please?
You played yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
He spelled it Channel. He spelled it like Channel.
That's how you spell Channel, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you just go by Chanel with 2 N's?
Yeah.
It's a long story. It's like all day.
Leave it alone. Listen, live your life. Amazing, live your life, amazing. And we appreciate you listening.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, that might be a topic for 8 o'clock.
My parents misspelled my name?
Oh, my God.
That might be a topic.
Yeah.
Channel, listen to Laura Styles. Yeah. Answer the question super fast.
Okay, Channel. Today is I Love Reese's Day.
Ooh.
Okay, so can you tell us, what do you generally find along with chocolate in a Reese's?
Snacks.
Peanut butter.
Correct.
Wow.
Nice. DJ John.
Damn it.
What was the first successful candy bar made by H.B. Reese, who created all the Reese's candies?
Hershey's.
Mm. What? No, that would be by Hershey's candy.
It is the Lizzie Bar, a chocolate-covered caramel and shaved coconut candy bar. It was named after his daughter.
Shout out to Lizzo, man.
What? It has nothing to do with Lizzo.
No?
Damn, hey, John, shut up. Yo, Channel, you getting tickets, yo. You're in the building. You're going to see Lil Yachty at Summer Stage.
You got the right
stage.
Channel today, baby.
Ooh, well done.
Thank you.
Channel, hang on 1 second. You've inspired an 8 o'clock conversation potentially one day. Not today, because today we are doing the greatest 50 hip-hop songs of all time. Our submissions that should be in there to represent 1986 to 1990. And coming next, Flashing Lights with Laura Stout.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Travis Scott got a new album. A new album, and I'll let you know what he's doing with it coming up in a Flashing Lights Report.
Okay, then. Listen, sunshine today, a little cooler. Somebody said they saw you. Some rain on the way, I think Friday. The person you were kissing
was...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, should this be one of the 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all time? This is how we do.
Fresh life.
I
mean, if we're talking game 50, is it this or is it Hate It or Love It?
I like Hate It. I'm more of a Hate It or Love It guy.
You know what song I actually love from that album the most, even though I know it's not the one that gets in?
You're going to talk about something that's just not going to get in just because you want to talk about it, right?
No, we're just talking about the game. West Side Story. Come on, you know song. That joint's hard. Dre went crazy. But Hate It or Love It's probably the one.
Yeah, Hate It or Love It. What year was that?
That would be in our 2000 to 2005-ish range. The game album is 04.
Today we're doing 1986 to 1990. A lot of heat in there. That's Biz Markie heat, Heavy D heat, Big Daddy Kane heat, Public Enemy heat.
Come on.
LL Cool J got heat in there.
Facts.
We don't. I hope
EPMD.
Did someone choose Heavy D today? I hope someone chose Heavy D. You thought about it. I know what you're going to say. I hope someone chose Heavy D.
Congratulations. Lovers in the house.
The house. That's the joint right there.
But the hit, I mean, he got so many hits. I Want Somebody. But see, some of those records, they didn't stand the test of time. That's the problem.
Overweight Lover to me is if I'm playing an 80s hip hop set, like really throwback, I'm hitting Overweight Lovers in the house. Yeah, to me, that's the one. That's got with the James Brown, and that's just got everything.
Do that again with the drums.
Congratulations.
Special.
Let's go. Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles. Ooh, I got it made. Nobody's picking I Got It Made.
We don't know.
You realize Heavy D got a Michael feature and a Janet feature? He was on songs
Super
by both
Cat.
Of them. No, he was, yeah, well, shoot. I mean, Shawnee, all due respect. I mean,
I mean, Super Cat's more important than Michael and Janet, let's be honest.
What? He's up there.
If we're being honest.
At that time?
If we're being honest about what? I love Super Cat, but I mean, he goes, and Super Cat.
If we're being honest about lying, Super Cat.
is right, Michael, Janet.
Them no worry we?
No, it's true. It's classic.
Fam. All right, guys. So on Monday, Travis Scott showed up to Minute Maid Park in Houston to play his new album, Utopia, for the Houston Astros baseball team.
Okay.
He felt like, he was videoed participating in, like, batting practice. And he said that he wanted to make sure that the team, got right before the game.
Listen, I just want to say, and I also want to say, it's a cool promo moment, man. You know what I'm saying?
Don't try to convince me
that the Houston Astros, who's on the team? Who's on the team that would have any really valid...
I want to know what Altuve has to say about the new Trav.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not even from Houston.
I was going to say that. They're not even from.
Like, tell me you're going to, like, the University of Houston. The University of Houston.
All right.
Where
okay.
half the team's probably right. from
okay.
Houston.
Okay.
But the baseball team? The white boys who are corn-fed, Iowa white boys who are on the Astros? What do they offer to this conversation? Yo, Travis, come back to us, bro.
Listen, I mean, look, people are excited for the Utopia album. So let's
Listen, Travis hasn't laid an egg yet. His albums have all been
He wanted
dope.
To see what Chaz McCormick had to say about the album. What about Ryan Stenick?
You're just Googling.
And he's naming the ones he hasn't
Yo, Trav, what did Rafael Montero have to say?
Big feedback for the Travis. I really think the drum... I would have gone 808 here. I would have gone 808.
What about Jake Myers? What was his input?
That's important to find out, too.
Jake Myers. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 8:02. High of 61 degrees. Alternate side parking is suspended.
Jordan Alvarez. What did he have to say about, what I'm saying?
He's a beast. What he says goes. Because that guy's a beast.
A monster. Listen, coming up next, man, we submit 10 new songs to be in the list of the top 50 greatest songs of all time in hip hop. Keep it live.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro's in the Mabu now.
What's his name?
Mabu?
Yo, so there's this white kid, right? What's his rap name?
Lil Mabu.
Lil Mabu.
Lil Mabu.
Yo, I need you on the show, fam.
Hold on.
See, about this is why.
You messing with Lil Mabu like that?
You listen to the record, Charlie?
I checked it out. Cast One put me on, and I did some homework.
This
is why we can't have nothing.
Like, what would we be? What would the nothing be? Or what would the something be?
Yeah, you don't even want the something that he had.
It's a little white kid making drill music.
Correct.
Right. But see, the reason I'm into it, though, is because the record that I heard, I haven't heard all his records.
He's good.
No, he's good.
No, it ain't even about that. He's good.
Okay.
It's the fact that he's saying in the song that he's not any of the things that other drill rappers are about.
Exactly. That's why.
But then I heard other songs with him where it sounds like it's actually just drill.
Yes.
Like, it sounds like he's really saying, I'll do this, I'll do that.
Yes.
If he just did what you're saying, I'm on board for it.
He's playing both sides.
But he's playing both sides. He has other songs, I'm not really that.
So he has this one song where he's like, yo, I sleep with my teddy bear, I'm a nerd. And I mean, truth is, he lives in the Upper East Side with his rich parents in a 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom
like mansion.
Condo.
Yeah.
To me, he's like a mix between Tekashi and Eminem.
Now, why do you have to include Eminem?
Because he's white. Well, white too, yes.
Yeah, but Eminem was actually from the slum. Yeah.
Right, but Eminem, Eminem and the cleverness of how he strategically played the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but
In terms of saying, I am this and I am that and I am this so that he could put it out on the table. Yes, so he could put it out all on the table.
Guys,
so you can't disrespect him. I am from the Upper West Side.
He doesn't say he's from the Upper West Side. I Googled it.
You seen his song, Trip to the Hood?
No.
He's playing the game.
Shawnee went deep. You didn't know.
He's playing the game. Your cast put me on.
But I'm into it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Here's another reason why I'm into it. Another reason why I'm into it is because most of these drill rappers is liars.
At least he's just doing it openly?
He's an open liar. All of y'all are liars. And the ones that ain't lying, you going to jail.
Right.
So.
You know what my only thought was?
So anyway, let's focus though. Let's focus on something a little bit better, which is the greatest 50 hip hop songs of all time, which Mabu will never be on.
Well,
but I'm into what you're doing right now, especially if you keep telling the truth.
But my last thing I'll say is if he would not try to do the overly drill thing, like he was just rapping. He's clearly talented and smart.
He's smart.
It's just the drill part annoys me.
And he's got cheat code because he got rich white parents, so he gets to spend all day and all his money doing whatever.
He's gonna rock and then he's gonna cross over.
He's gonna be hot at school today, boy.
Mabu.
Winning.
All right, on to top 50 of all time.
Well, today is the era 1986 to 1990.
What got in last week?
Go ahead, Laura Stiles. I got the winner.
The winner is The Far Side running at 23%.
I'm so happy.
And the second winner is Kanye West with Jesus Walks.
Ooh, nice. Another one. Both I like.
Damn, Big Pun was right behind them.
I'm very happy The Far Side found a way in.
Me too.
Yes.
It had to be Running or Pass Me By. Either one is fine. But man, Running such a winner. So shouts to The Far Side.
The list is solid. I really like the list. So far, the things that have made it.
It's a good list. It's a very solid list.
Nas, If I Ruled the World, Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full, Notorious Big Juicy, Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge, Kanye West, Through the Wire, Grandmaster Flash, Furious 5, The Message, Nas, New York State of Mind, J. Cole, No Role Models, The Loonies, I Got 5 on it, Most Def, Miss Fat Booty,
Wu-Tang Clan, Cream,
The Far Side Running, Wu-Tang Clan Triumph, Slick Rick Children's Story, Biggie One More Chance, Little Kim, Big Mama Thang, 50 Cent in the Club, Dougie Fresh and MC Ricky D, Lottie Dottie, Mobb Deep, Shook Ones Part 2, Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares, Wu-Tang Clan with Method Man, DMX, Rough Riders Anthem, Raekwon, Ice Cream, and then as Laura just mentioned, Jesus Walks, Kanye West.
Pretty good. It is a pretty damn good list. So you today we're going 86 to 90.
Who's got the number one submission selection thingy?
I do.
Johnny Culture, what you got?
Johnny.
You going Mabu?
Hello, Mabu. He's winning today. All right, so you know, in these eras of hip hop, like right now we have Drake, Kendrick, Cole.
Sure.
Right? Sure. Little clubs, little conscious. You had Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas.
Mm.
During this era of 86 to 90,
yeah.
You had Big Daddy Kane.
You sure he did?
You had the God Rakim.
Rakim Allah.
And you had this guy right here.
Thought about this. You know what he does?
I think very
the teacher.
That's right.
From the Boogie Down Bronx.
I thought about this specific song as well.
Come on.
I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Big tune, big tune.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational.
Rational.
When I'm asking you, who is more dramatic?
This one or that one?
The white one or the black one?
Black
the punk and I'll jump up to attack.
He has to make
this one. It's just the gotta lead.
Top 50.
Right up to your face and dish you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother,
S-C-O-T-T.
I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number two, my philosophy. Number one was poetry.
You know it's me.
You know it's my philosophy. Many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable.
I don't burn.
So please stop burning and learn to earn respect.
Philosophy I believe, so hard.
I think my philosophy was the first, like, really important sort of like thought-provoking rap song I ever heard.
Right.
Because I heard it around the same time I heard a lot of the first rap songs I ever heard. But that's just what I remember being like. I actually knew this before I knew the stuff prior for KRS.
Really?
This is the first KRS song I knew.
Amazing.
Shawnee, what you got next?
So now also during that era, you couldn't rock no party without this two-man group right here.
What?
Come on.
Oh!
It's the top two-man group in the game in that era.
You know, I want
to pick this. You want to pick this? Come on, son!
This might be the top two-man group ever.
You got to do the dance with this one.
Steezo in the backdrop.
Hit them bars.
The importance of it, yeah, we back to work. I took time off while the rappers got jerked.
Due to the fact they whacking their track.
Long Island, what up?
Back and stack,
Eric Sermon might be tuned in.
EPMD and scratch for that.
Yo,
I'm the hip-hopper, bust the show shocker.
That with MDS, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroy.
And if you think you're ready to mess,
kill the noise.
We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cup from my homie, yo.
Then I lay
back and mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
They don't know to be the master in the MC field. Don't mistake in 87, 88, Janiel.
As I produce and get loose, when it's time to perform, whack a sucker like
mopping clothes.
That's where I'm born.
Back the second time, but on a different assignment.
People still use mopping job.
Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show.
Brothers on my job, put my dope intro.
As I glance at the double, hit your microphone wrecker. Turn on my callers, say your mic checker.
To the ladies and all party goers.
Some call me Pete, then other slow flower.
Brothers on my job, for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
Eric in Paris making dollars.
So what you saying?
You gotta let the neck first, gotta rock.
And you know they responsible for Red Man, Dos Effects. They brought
that's
them all
the
in.
Death Squad, bro.
K-Solo.
Yo, the level to come back with your first single. That's enough. The level to come back as your first single.
We can't
single.
Go, cause I'm
so amazing, and I've been waiting
for a second to attack me, the E-double.
No, that song to bounce back off your first album, but then that's your first single off your next album.
Crazy.
How hard that is.
Crazy.
That beat's so crazy to this day. Every time I hear it, I'm always like, yo, this beat is so fire.
Yo, the scratches, everything about it. Everything about it. Yo,
who's got number two today?
John does.
DJ John stepping in for Cass Juan. Did you work with E Styles on these submissions or nah? You just blocked. You was like, nah, B, you can't choose.
You know what? I did work with him.
Okay.
I helped him get the clean
collaborative
records.
Effort. Okay, I like it from the DJ.
Collaborative
version of your
collaborative.
I mean, this duo was probably one of the amazing duos of all time.
Okay. One of the amazing same duos era. Of all time.
Same era. Mm-hmm. But this gentleman goes by the God.
Oh.
And his album was called Follow the Leader.
We know about that.
Mm-hmm. This record. I mean, we talk on a microphone every day.
Are we microphone like fiends?
Absolutely.
I like this. I like what you're doing. I like what you're doing. I tried to get this one, too.
Yeah, pick faster.
Include me in the chat, damn it.
Hot take. I like this record better than I like Paid in Full and Eric B for President.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, it has a vibe. Tone.
I was a fiend.
fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones and ice cream. Music orientated, so when I was originated,
treated like pieces of puzzle, complicated.
Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it
and say that I'm too small. Cool.
Cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet.
He sounded upset, by the way.
I was, no, if you kicked a hole in the speaker,
he was tight. He was tight.
One after the other one, then I make another one. To diss the opposite, then ask if the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine.
But I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean.
I'm waging, creeping up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of. Cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing. Vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no.
Volcanoes erupting.
Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can
coincide.
My thoughts are God. 48
tracks to slide.
The invincible microphone
fiend. Rakim.
Spread the word. Cause I'm in
E-F-F-E-C-T.
A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem.
I gotta have it. Yo, is that a shot at Kane?
Silly
timing wise, I want to
so.
That's heroin. I fiend for a microphone.
Didn't we ask him about
like
that?
Heroin. Soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix.
Give me a stage and a mic and a mix.
And I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the
reanimator.
A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon, or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone,
I'm the microphone fiend after 12. I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas or tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come.
I'm the microphone fiend.
Yo, two things.
One whole verse.
One, I'm sorry, Smooth Operator was the next year.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So it wasn't a shot.
What was the line?
I'm a smooth operator operating correctly. And then Kane took he played on that.
And you know what I realized? We've never played Shawnee. Turn up the Bluetooth real quick. You know what I realized? Man. We never hit on the Whitish Wednesday ever. How we never do this?
Facts.
The original.
Average white band.
Yep. AWB got hammers, though. We can come back to that at another time. All right, Juanito, what's your next one?
All right.
Well, I took it back to my hometown, 914 New Rochelle. These guys.
New Rochelle.
I mean, they give us an identity of that town in Westchester County, 914. Okay. Okay. And this album called All for One.
Mm.
The group's called Brand Nubian.
Ooh, I think they was they talking New Rochelle talk?
Nauru.
Sadat X, Lord Jamar.
That's right.
Hey, baby, your hips is getting big. Now you're getting thin, you don't care about your hood. Now, Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got him because I hit him behind my speakers. The object of your affection is the T-top connection. What makes it clear you love to smoke the wool.
Grand Pooba.
The crack is a crack. Get a job. For me, you won't rob because I smack you with a hose filled with sand.
A hose filled with sand.
That's a lot.
That was vivid.
You was fly once, now you're losing all your front. Started off light, only tip of Wooly Blunt. But now you get a stripe, graduated to the pipe.
Took a long pull. Head crack.
You smoked up that stack in a minute, you was back.
Yo, X, wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, I had to drop because she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop.
Slow down.
This is the second time we've submitted this.
Yeah.
I like it.
It was unfortunate the way Lord Jamar came after Laura Stiles last year.
I wish we had audio of that.
We do.
That's what I said. When I brought it up last time, I was like, well, they might not love us.
No, well, listen.
But we love them.
We spoke. Lord Jamar, he's on board now. We just needed to have a little chit-chat. But the way he took shots at you, Laura, was not right.
I know. It was rough.
As far as I know, you don't rhyme. You're not a DJ.
I am a DJ.
Oh, are you? Like a Zigga Zigga DJ?
A Zigga Zigga vinyl collecting DJ nerd mother. Yes.
Okay, you can scratch and all that type of
so that's, I'm not. No, that's after safe, what I.
But I can scratch. I can transform. I can hit a flare.
That's
you just
after.
Taught me something. That
first of all,
I did
give
it
to Rosenberg. Let's just put that out there. Why we keep holding on to this motherfucker? Like, who is this guy? Where'd he come from? Yeah. And why do we
keep acting like he's somebody that we need to with. Get rid of this guy. He's not funny. He's not appealing. I don't like his point of view. Get out of here.
I like Ebro, this guy.
Don't like him. Laura Styles, get the out of here.
I need that. Get the out of here.
So
though.
Good.
To go along so with good. That. I need both of those together. This one.
Out of here.
And that get the F out of here. Yeah, I need them both. Yeah. Who's anyways. Got number three today?
Oh, that would be me.
Laura Styles.
Yes.
You know what Lord Jamar told you.
Out of here.
Okay, so this is a very important group, and it must. I believe that this has to be in the top 50. Has representing the West, NWA.
Oh.
Straight out of Compton.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. Hard not to.
Brothers with attitude.
It has to. It has to.
It has to.
I love BWA.
I was waiting for that.
With an attitude.
Kick knowledge and bodies are hauled off.
Kick knowledge. With me.
The police are going to have to come and get me.
Off your back. That's how
I'm going out. For the sucker duck brothers that's showing now. Some's about to mumble. They want to rumble. Mix them and cook them in a
pot like gumbo. Give it up smooth. Ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing.
With a crime record like Charles Manson. Yo, Trey, what's the square that's on the gangsta tip?
Straight out of Compton.
I couldn't. Now, what do you think more stood the test of time? That record or F the Police? Straight out of Compton, for sure. There was a movie. I mean, it.
It's funny. So Straight Outta Compton is like they have like songs that represent different things. Straight Outta Compton is the album mm-hmm. and represents a lot. F the Police is like the attitude of it all.
And this
and Express Yourself was like the hit. Was
right.
like the one that you could actually play
right.
and have a good time to.
And F the Police stood the test of time more, I think, because of the political
yeah.
kind of stance of it.
Cool. And because people actually say it.
Yeah, because you didn't really hear that as much on a record. You
oh, no,
didn't hear
great.
That anywhere.
And I guess, but this one was more commercially played.
Nah, Express Yourself was the commercial.
No, yeah. This I don't think
Express
either.
Yourself. I'm expressing.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think. Listen, I can't speak
maybe
for LA
I heard
at the
it
time.
Everywhere.
But yeah, but I don't know if it was radio played any of them. I would, you know, me, I would go with Gangsta or Quiet on the Set. But it's a lot of there's a lot of joints from that album.
Yeah, but
what you got next, Laura Styles?
We're bringing this special one back. Because I feel like it should just get one more shot, okay? We're going to go with a tribe called Quest, Bonita Applebum.
I like it.
Bonita Applebum, classic.
Tribe's not in yet? Has to happen.
It has to.
Gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum. You miss, I must beseech you. Mm-hmm. Hey, being with you is a top priority. Ain't no need to question the authority.
Mm-hmm.
Chairman of the board, chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey,
you're like a hip hop song, you know. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on.
What do you think that means?
Put me on?
No. You're like a hip hop song, you know.
Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum.
Maybe he's in love with it. He has love for it or something. It's like
rebellious. He loves it.
Fire. It's awesome. Yeah. Great.
You're like a hip hop song.
Make that,
you know?
How did they make that song as kids, bro? They were just kids.
He was what? Tip of that time's 19?
Yeah, something like that. When he made that. That's like, it musically, it sonically
it's called being special.
Sounds so
it's called being special. You're special.
Talented.
Talent. Which none of us have in here.
Well, there's different versions of talent.
But we don't have that.
No. Most people don't have that. Most musicians don't have that.
There you go. There you have it. Laura Styles, thank you very much. Great submissions.
Yes,
I want to let everybody
yes.
know there's a playlist chronicling all of these submissions. It's at 85 songs right now.
Wow.
That is 6 hours and 17 minutes of music, of just heat rocks. And you can find it actually on the hot97.com/top50. When you scroll through there and you see all the songs that have actually made the list, below that is an actual link to the playlist. Or you could just hit us on Twitter and we could share the link with you. It's on Apple Music. Sean, who's next?
Me. I'm four? Four?
Four. Four,
four, four
yes.
Is I. Well, the first one is a gentleman who we've talked about many times, but has not found his way onto the list yet. Mm. Has to be on the list. I would say that when you think of this era, to me, he's the first or second person I think of. And this particular song, I think for a lot of us, was like our foray into like the hearing someone really rap, like, whoa, this is, what is this? This isn't the old hip hop, hippity hip hip hop. This is something else.
Yeah.
Oh, time to get this.
Yeah.
I'm with this.
Brooklyn.
I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat.
You know? I mean, it's 88.
And drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88.
You know what I'm saying?
Time to set it straight.
We didn't have Rock. We had Rakim at this time, didn't we?
Stepping.
Same time.
Yeah. Word.
I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me.
They wanna get some, but I'm the cane. So yo, you know the outcome. Another victory. They can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move.
So what you want, huh?
Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua.
Yo, me and my boy Cam, we wanted to be scooping scraps so bad, bro. Let me tell you, the high top fade, everything.
The dance parts, steps,
the parts,
yeah. Three cuts in your eyebrow.
I'm different.
The loose rayon shirts.
Cause they can't hang.
Word to the mother.
At least not get the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready.
I love that song, man.
Ain't no half-stepping Kane. Fire. Great record.
I mean, listen, it's the. Do you think it's the definitive Kane song?
That and Raw.
Right? Yeah, I think that and Raw. I think that first, then Raw. Yeah. But they're both so good, man. How would Big Daddy Kane, 86 to 90, how do you not think of Big Daddy Kane?
That's a fact.
Shout out to Mr. C out there, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
DJing for Kane back in the
day. Scoop and Scrap.
Little Daddy Shane.
That's crazy. I mean, all right, this next one. I mean, listen, I'm often made fun of for listing things.
Okay.
Very often.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a chance that if you put a gun to my head and said, pick the greatest rap song of all time that has it all, there's a chance that this song I'm about to get to is the one. It has the emotion. It has the political nature that hip-hop was born with.
Mm-hmm.
It has the imagery. It has the voice. It's associated with one of the greatest movies of all time, and it's got the year right there for you. Hit it, E-Styles.
Had to happen, man.
Has to happen.
Fear of a Black Planet. That album, Wave.
Shouts to Spike Lee, Rosie Perez.
Rosie was dancing hard.
What?
1989, the number. Another summer.
Sound of the funky drummer.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
Brothers and sisters.
Listen if you're missing, y'all.
I still get
it. The power. Fight the power. We got to fight the power. That beat.
Not to mention, it's like the way it's used in the movie, Do the Right Thing. It's like, it's a character in the movie.
Yep.
This song is a character in the movie. It is Radio Raheem, essentially.
Yes, facts. That's a good point.
Man.
That's a great point, man. Great Fire. Submissions.
How Fire. Does that not Fire. Get in, man? That's got
to You got to vote for that.
You might have to vote for it regardless what your picks are.
Exactly. I don't always vote for my picks.
Right.
Do you guys all go in and vote for your picks? Be honest.
No.
I have most of the time, but not always.
Not always. Sometimes.
Sometimes I'm like, I got. I should have thought of that
yep.
one.
I don't vote.
Yeah, Shotty doesn't vote. You don't vote in this either?
Very on brand.
Wow, even in this, he doesn't vote.
Very on brand.
I like to see what the people
Congratulations, are you played yourself.
Let's see what the people are going to do.
Take us back to Long Island. Shotty already submitted one from them, but we submitted another one too.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's you got to chill.
Oh, chill.
You have to. It's a regular on the show.
You got to chill.
It's the party rocker, though.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sound of your BMZ. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. I'll stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bang. The E-I-C-K is my name, I spell.
You got to chill. Chill. It's chill.
Chill.
You got to chill. You got to chill. You have to chill.
You have to chill. You got to.
You got to.
You got to chill.
Yo, this, I mean, there's so many records that could be submitted from this next guy. And I'm surprised more haven't been. We've hit a few.
Really?
We've hit a couple, I believe. But this is one of them ones.
Just kick a little something for them cars that be bumping.
Oh, yeah.
You need a beat that they can front to. Oh, that works.
Come on,
he's
fam.
Funky. You know what I'm
Queens,
saying?
Queens, what up?
Yeah.
This was that joint right here.
Hey.
You gotta just ignore the part where he blatantly endorses drinking and driving.
Out there and all the brothers,
he does.
He does.
He wasn't the first and he won't be the last.
Well, it was a long
funky,
time.
Funky, 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 cause you heard it from the inside. A jam that you love that don't be getting no airplay. Strictly for frontin' when you're riding around. 12 o'clock at night with your windows down. Headlights breaking cause your batteries drain. Armor roll on your tires
with
and
the big old chain.
Parking outside all the hip-hop spots. And remember, Uncle Ella's like the future of the funk.
Yo, the fact that the song raps with him shouting out records we submitted today, we on point, man.
Come on, son.
Fight the power with P.E. You got to chill with EPMD.
Warm it up with Kane.
Man, oh man.
It was 1986 to 1989 was the era of the submissions this week for the top 50, the greatest songs in hip-hop history in our celebration of the 50 years of hip-hop. Go to hot97.com/top50 to vote. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Our new email. Make sure you tell a friend, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To guide, to uplift.
Through the light.
May they unite. But they might not.
We
never know.
Shani, burn the sage.
That's right. Zen.
Do some.
Zen. Cleansing the energy.
Cleansing.
Washing? Yes, that is a part of the cleansing.
Wow. I like this.
Wait, when you cleanse, you don't wash, Rosenberg?
I just don't think of cleansing. I don't think of washing energy.
Cleansing the energy is washing away.
It's washing away.
Yes.
All this time, you didn't know that.
I just didn't use that word in my head, washing away.
Yeah. Think of the rivers, the ocean. So,
keep going.
How about not? How about get to the segment?
It's water.
Water. Water is life.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails right now. Looking for input. I've been dating this man around 4 years now. We have built a beautiful blended family between us and our children. I've thought about having a child with her. Even marriage. Shouldn't that be reversed, by the way? Thought about getting married, even having children?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
I know. I just mean in terms of which one is a bigger commitment. He goes, even marriage. I'm like, well, you're already committed. Anyways, don't even worry about it. He's the sweetest, most thoughtful man. I know I'm very fortunate to have found such a rare, compassionate man who actually thinks about my feelings. My love language is by doing for you, buying for you, surprising you with your favorite treat, or a quick, thoughtful message. Having your clothes washed and folded, your lunch made, kind of signs of affection. Mm-hmm. He's more open, obvious, kisses, hugs, reassurance. Lately, I've been feeling distance getting between us. Mm-hmm. Things getting harder between us.
Must be a real relationship finally. Mm-hmm.
It's great 1 minute and an argument the next. Over what? Half the time, I'm not sure. Lately, I feel the arguments have become more and more often, especially when drinks are involved. Mm-hmm.
Truth serum.
I hate knowing ahead of time an argument's coming tonight. I hate the feeling of falling apart. I want to make it better. Trying to ask and listen how. I guess I'm just not. I've asked and had promising no arguing before drinking. I've tried listening, trying to show more affection and attention. We spend every possible moment we can together. We make a great team and help one another. I feel things are going great for us. I don't think anything I do is going to change this unhappiness within him towards us. I feel I'm losing him, and I don't know how to help or change it, or maybe it's me. Am I really missing the obvious? I need input. Where am I going wrong? Am I losing him? Is this all coming to an end?
Did she write all of that at the end? Or did you add that
in? Yeah, you adding extra sauce?
No sauce. It's in there.
If she added all that, yes, you talk too much. That's what's going on. He's getting exhausted.
I mean,
is it me? What's going on? Is there something coming between us?
Overthinking.
How about I'm tired? How about that? How about I'm sleepy?
But you also said we hang out every minute that we can.
That's maybe, what I'm saying. Need some space.
A little space sometimes, too. People could overdo it, by the way.
Yo, people got to miss each other sometimes. Go ahead and get your own life sometimes, man.
You need your own friends.
Yeah.
Come on. Like,
you're all clingy.
You can't just be all up in each other. That gets boring after a while. Come on.
Nah, sometimes.
Or talk to the ladies, man. Tell them.
Yeah, you have to have your own life, your own friendships, your own social circles. It's okay. It's very healthy. Go. Take classes with someone. I don't know.
You don't need to grab on tighter.
Something.
Go.
Yeah, well, she's trying to grab on tighter. And maybe the answer isn't to grab on tighter. Maybe what will actually bring you closer is creating a little bit of space sometimes. Hey, I'm going to have a girls' night on Saturday. Why don't you get together with your friends? We'll hang out on Sunday.
How about I'm just going to have a girls' night? Don't suggest what he's supposed to do.
No, do whatever you want.
Yeah. How about don't say anything? How about I'm going to go have a girls' night? Because when you do that whole, why don't you? Sounds like you're somebody's mom. Sounds like your mom and another grown-up.
Yeah.
Why don't you go hang out with your friends?
Maybe he just wants to sit at home.
Maybe he just wants to
TV.
Stare at the wall.
Right.
I hear you. But if you just simply walk in and go, hey, I'm having girls' night Saturday, I'm just saying it could sound a little cold. I just think you guys could find time to do other things. Yeah, you're right. You don't have to suggest what to do.
If this is the actual issue, I think you should ask him.
What's the issue?
Because it doesn't seem like she's fully asked him, what is the problem here?
Wait, can I ask a question? How long have they been together?
4 years.
Four, and they had children before
they
were
together. Have children.
No, blended family. You were blended
family. They said blended
family. They don't have their own children, and they're not married.
Right. They don't have I guess what I meant was they have children that they've
blended into a family.
Separately that they brought
Brady
together.
Brady Bunch.
Which is, she didn't tell us how many people, though. How many people this was.
And we don't know how old they are.
No.
So that could also be an issue.
For sure.
Just because of just sheer...
Tired, crowded, annoying.
Mm-hmm. AIDS.
Who knows? That could be a thing. And we don't know why, how they got together, what was going on before they got together, right? We don't have that info. Right.
That's why you got to talk to
him. Was he faithful in relationships? Was being monogamous his thing? Or is he trying to be monogamous now? And maybe that's running a little...
He's bored
and just kind of is like struggling through monogamy.
Or are you guys just in a little bit of a rut and you're being way too sensitive
about
it?
That too.
Yeah, it could be
that
money.
Could be it also.
Ruts happen, guys. I do think it's important for you to know ruts happen where you're like, damn, why do we keep getting a fight? It's been like 2 weeks of like every couple days you get peace. Then you're like, ah, rah, rah, rah. And then sometimes it just goes that way and then it passes. Like, don't panic every time the relationship is not perfect. Join us in reality, please.
Well, and is she not really that experienced in relationships, even though she has children?
Maybe.
Why is she panicking? Because she's never been in a long-term thing that is this serious, and she thinks it's supposed to be one way, and it's not perfect all the time, so she's bugging out.
And maybe you shouldn't excessively drink to the point where arguments are happening.
That's a thing, too. She definitely brought that up. Every time the drinks are involved, and then they promise beforehand, let's not fight before we drink.
Right. So you're drinking, you're not taking a social drink. You're drinking until everybody's like, I hate you.
Or they are just drinking kind of socially and getting a little buzz, but with that buzz, something else comes out.
A small buzz and y'all flipping?
Leave
the liquor alone, then.
Maybe you should stop.
Yeah, especially if it's only happening then.
Yeah, because that's when it's happening.
That's when it's mostly happening, it sounds like.
I'm with you, Shawnee. She should have a conversation with him. Just keep it real. Yeah. But also keep in mind that you need to give him some space.
Facts.
And calm down.
It's good for you, too.
You sound overall... Ebro's right, though. She sounds overall like it's just a lot.
Is it me? Is it this? Is it that?
Chill, Ma.
Chill. You got the chill. We just played it. Just go back and listen to it.
You know when things are not going great, I'm just like, I'm thinking of having a baby with him. Yeah, maybe that's not the answer right now.
Yeah, and y'all already have. And how many people do you already have in the house, by the way? Ebro's right, too. By the way, if this blended family is five children, I don't even know why you're expecting to be happy.
Right, just have fun with each other. Have a good relationship.
Make the most of it.
Yes.
Make the most of it. Jeez. It's like Bascom's trip to New Orleans.
If you listen, we have a cameraman here. He's going in a road trip with his wife.
And three children under five.
And three children under five this summer. This is their family vacation.
On the road for like 2-3 days.
Driving to New Orleans. All you can do is make the most of it. And maybe that's your situation too. So I think we all agree. Have a conversation.
Yes.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Ease up on the drinks. Maybe take a little space sometimes. You're not always up in each other's grill.
Right.
And then get back to it.
Bottom line, you got to chill.
Boom.
So say the Gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. What's happening?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got into a car chase. I'll give you the story coming up, flashing lights.
I don't know if I believe it. Car chasing, man. Get out of here, bro.
Seems unlikely.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they what they're calling it, a bone-chilling car chase.
What? Out of here.
Well, look, the story goes that Meghan was being honored at a ceremony, so her and her mom and Harry got together to go to the event, and when they left, pulling into their SUV, that's when the paparazzi started following them, and it turned into a near catastrophic car chase. Mm. So at one point, I think police got involved, and they took them out of the SUV, and they hopped in a regular New York City yellow cab.
Beep.
But they're saying that it was a two-hour car chase.
2 hours on the FDR
speed.
At 80... miles an hour.
You know, this high speed chase was bumper to bumper traffic.
They're saying the SUV got up to 80 miles an hour.
On the FDR for 2 hours.
And for like 2 seconds, and that's it.
Yo, hit one of them potholes over there. Scrape the bottom of the car.
Now, I will say, it all sounds a little unlikely and kind of like a headline grab, but I will say, it does kind of blow my mind that, and I'm all for the free press, but like, that paparazzi can follow people to the degree they do. It does blow my mind.
It is wild.
Like, there are times when I'm really like, nah, man, leave these people alone. Like, they literally can't move. What are you doing? It's what, when you watch like the Britney doc,
yes,
and she'd be like trying to do something, and she'd go to the gas station, and every time she takes a step, there are 30 people around you. I'm like,
she's
that's
like,
not.
Please, like, what about when they have babies?
See, I'm always confused. I'm always confused how the paparazzi knows where everybody is.
Well, this one was easy. Because she was being presented an award by Gloria Steinem at like a big thing. She was, it was listed somewhere.
Yeah.
So in this case, I hear you about some of those.
Some of those, it's like, because I know behind the scenes that the artists are calling, their PR person is calling the paparazzi.
Well, with the Kardashians, definitely that happens.
But like when you're at like some rando location in the middle of nowhere and it's like there's 30 paparazzi there.
F*** out of here.
Stop it.
But did you see the story this week moving around that Taylor Swift was at some new club that's opened? There's a new like Soho House Plus kind of vibe, like an exclusive clubby place here in Manhattan. Mm. And Taylor Swift is a member and she was there on a date. And they have a strict no camera policy and pictures of Taylor Swift were taken while she was on her date.
Mm. Outside or inside?
Inside the club.
Oh, somebody's getting kicked out.
And they are. Three people are being ejected from the club.
You're getting kicked out of there for taking photos.
Can't take photos in the club.
Can't.
Come on, fam. Act like you've been somewhere before. It's just Taylor Swift having a little date. Who even pays attention?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Guys, there's a new... people love The Bachelor before you shut it down, Ebro. People love The Bachelor.
I shut down The Bachelor?
There's... The Golden Bachelor is on the way.
What does that mean?
It's going to be... You know, usually it's young folks. This was going to be a senior citizen bachelor.
Like over 65.
Yes.
Oh, there's a senior bachelor?
It's called the Golden Bachelor.
I could actually, you know what? I've never watched The Bachelor. This one could be interesting. Maybe I check this one out.
Maybe it's like super sweet.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be very cute.
I'm into it.
So wait, and it's a man. It's not a bachelorette. It's a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are the ages? Right, it's an old man. So what are the ages of the people who are interested?
It doesn't say, but they did say that the interviews that they have gone through with people that they're very sweet.
By the way, it'd be so fun though if some were young. And then you had like a 24-year-old gold digger hating on the grandma. That's what you want. Yo, you're messy.
Hating on a grandma. Yeah.
Let me tell you something about this bitch, Edith.
Edith.
She ain't ready for a man like that.
That's your flash of the lights report. Time is 8:53. High of 61 degrees. Alternate site parking suspended.
Ebro, did you know that our show is having an event on May 22nd? That's
this
Monday.
This Monday.
Do you know
I
that?
Did. I knew all about it. Shawnee wants to tell you all about it.
That's yeah, right. Shawnee, tell us about what's happening at Flippers.
Listen, in Rockefeller Center this Monday, Cast One will be on the Wheels of Steel.
Okay.
That is the turntables playing sure. the
is that
music.
The one, twos, and threes?
Yeah. And trees, you know what I'm saying? The sure. ones and trees, because Bob might not play number two. You understand?
So
but
weird.
I'm going to be hosting, but we're giving away Summer Jam tickets. So if you came to the last Ebro in the Morning movement when we were at Flippers and roller skating, and it was all gravy and amazing, it's going to happen again.
4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Flippers on Monday.
This Monday.
Nice.
I know all about
Smirnoff.
It, Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all. The road to Summer Jam is on. Join Shawnee and Cass. I can't make it Monday. I got to travel or else I would have been there. And also get your tickets at Ticketmaster. June 4th, UBS Arena, Queens, Long Island border.
Queens.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? We will be there. Keep it locked. It's Ebro in the Morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody.
Podcast listeners, Summer Jam Through the Years is a documentary-style podcast mini-series exploring four summer jams through four decades, hosted by me, Laura Stiles. All episodes of our first season are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Check it out to hear stories from behind the scenes like Jay-Z and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
The year Nicki Minaj refused to perform.
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
And how the show went on despite COVID and a hurricane. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.